Okay, so today we're gonna really get into something that I'm pretty sure everyone listening can relate to on a deep level. And
Oh.
that is stress. But not just any stress, right? We're talking about the specific kind of stress that you kind of sign up for when you become an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
And luckily we have this awesome article called How to Manage Stress as an Entrepreneur. So by the end of this deep dive, hopefully we can all walk away with at least, one or two nuggets of wisdom to make this whole crazy journey a little bit easier.
Yeah, a little less stressful, hopefully.
Fingers crossed, right? So right off the bat, this article kind of just, throws it out there that being an entrepreneur is not always sunshine and rainbows.
Definitely not.
We all see those super successful entrepreneurs,
Yeah.
living the dream.
Right, the social media highlight reel.
Exactly. But what we don't see is all the stuff that happens behind the scenes.
Right, all the hard work, the long hours, the setbacks.
All of it. And this article doesn't sugarcoat it at all. It jumps right into those unique stressors that come with being an entrepreneur. Always wearing a million different hats, that constant worry about money, will the invoices get paid on time, having to make 1,000 decisions every day, and of course that looming fear of failing.
Yep, it all comes with the territory.
Totally. And it feels like that fear of failure hits way harder when it's your business on the line, right?
Absolutely. It's all on you.
So, okay, enough doom and gloom. How does this article actually suggest we deal with all this pressure? I'm ready for some actionable advice here.
Well, the first thing they talk about is something that honestly, I think we all struggle with setting realistic expectations.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right. Like, are we always chasing the next big thing, always hustling? When do we actually stop and celebrate the wins?
Whoa. I never really thought about it that way, but it's so true.
Right. It's like this constant uphill battle. And if we're always looking at the summit, we're never gonna appreciate the view along the way. You know what I mean?
Totally. So how do they suggest we kind of break free from this always on mentality?
Well, the article suggests that we should focus on shifting our perspective. Instead of fixating on that huge, massive end goal, what if we break it down into smaller, more manageable milestones? And the key is, and this is important, celebrate those wins, no matter how small they may seem.
So basically, enjoy the journey, not just the destination, right?
Precisely.
I love that.
Yeah.
I know personally, I tend to get so hyper-focused on the big picture, the 5-year plan and all that,
Right.
that I forget to appreciate all the little wins along the way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Guilty as charged. So what else does this article talk about?
Well, the next big piece of advice is something you've probably heard a million times before, but they frame it in a super interesting way. Self-care.
Okay, self-care.
I'm listening.
But it's not just about, face masks and bubble baths. It's about seeing self-care as a fundamental part of your entrepreneurial journey. It's non-negotiable.
Like putting on your oxygen mask first, right? Yes. Exactly. It's about taking care of your most valuable asset, you.
I love that.
Yeah.
So what kind of self-care are we talking about here? What do they suggest?
Well, they actually suggest keeping it pretty simple. Focus on the basics, like making sure you're getting enough sleep, eating healthy food, nourishing your body and moving your body, getting some exercise. Things that, let's be honest, are often the first to go when we're in hustle mode.
So true.
Right. And the article makes this really interesting point that in the long run, neglecting these basic needs actually makes you less productive, makes you less sharp, less able to make good decisions.
Interesting. I always thought about self-care as something you reward yourself with, once you've earned it.
I know, right? Like a treat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But thinking about it as a tool that helps you become more effective, more focused, a better entrepreneur, that's a whole different perspective.
It really is. It's understanding that taking care of yourself is directly tied to the success of your business.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah. Exactly. If you're running on fumes all the time, you're not going to be able to make good decisions. You're not going to be creative, and you're definitely not going to be an effective leader.
It's like trying to drive a car with an empty gas tank. You're not going to get very far.
Nope.
So to everyone listening right now, think about it. What's one small thing you can do for yourself today to start refueling that tank? It doesn't have to be anything crazy, just like taking a 15-minute walk, make sure you actually sit down and eat lunch. Anything.
Any little thing helps.
Yeah, while the article really focuses on these individual coping strategies, which are super important, don't get me wrong,
Of course.
it also got me thinking about the bigger picture. The things that are kind of outside of our immediate control.
Yes. And this is where it gets really interesting
Right.
because the article also touches on the systemic factors that play a role in entrepreneurial stress. Things like, you know, do you have access to the resources you need? Can you get funding? How strong is your support network? All of these things can have a huge impact on your stress levels.
That's a great point. It's like we tend to internalize everything and think, if I just work harder, if I'm more disciplined, I can overcome anything.
Yeah, we put so much pressure on ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the reality is that the playing field isn't always level. And those external factors, the stuff we can't always control, they definitely have an impact.
Absolutely. So while it's super important to develop those individual coping mechanisms and strategies, we also have to acknowledge that there are these larger forces at play that can contribute to our stress.
Absolutely.
So it's important to ask yourself, am I getting the support I need? Am I using all the resources that are available to me? These are important questions.
Totally.
Yeah.
So to wrap up this whole deep dive, I think the big takeaway here is that even though the entrepreneurial journey is packed with unique stressors, there are things we can do to manage them.
Definitely.
Setting realistic expectations, celebrating the small wins, prioritizing self-care. These are all things we can start doing today.
And they can make a big difference.
A huge difference. And as you move forward on this journey, remember to think about those bigger picture issues, those systemic factors, and ask yourself if you're getting the support you need to really thrive.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And that's a wrap for today. We'll catch you on the next Deep Dive.